Well, we're going to take you now into two different working environments. But actually, are they really that different? First, the car factory. It's spotless, clinical even. You could almost be in a hospital. And then we actually go to a real hospital, an emergency facility in California, where the motto is that saving time means saving lives. This place seems to be the model of efficiency and process, not unlike the finely honed production line back at the car plant. And so it is that medicine has been learning from manufacturing, specifically the Toyota way, a commitment to continuous improvement that has its own Japanese word, Kaizen, and it's studied in business schools. But you don't need to be a doctor or a production manager in industry to understand that cars and acutely sick patients are very different things. So can the medical front line really learn from the automotive production line? Well, Dr. Kevin Fong certainly knows a thing or two about the former. He's not just a broadcaster, but also an emergency doctor in London. And he booked an appointment with some of his opposite numbers in a Californian hospital. But first, he ventured outside his usual working environment and he visited Toyota's largest car assembly plant in Georgetown, Kentucky, in the United States, where he met one of its senior managers, Maura Smith.
So we're standing at the door on process, where the doors are getting attached. And one of the key part of the Toyota production system is standardized work. But the reason we have standardized work is so that we can identify what's normal and what's abnormal. So when the team members run into an abnormal condition, whether it's a quality issue or they get behind or something they just didn't expect, they're empowered to stop the line. They have what we call an and-on. So here on this process, there's a button on the equipment that they can hit. If they feel like they're behind or find some issue with the vehicle, they can stop the line, and their team leader will respond within a very short period of time. And then the team leader will determine if the line needs to stop so that they can fix the problem and prevent it from flowing to the next process, or if they can fix it immediately and the line can continue running.
The success of the Toyota Production System, or TPS, led Western academics to develop the concept of lean management in an attempt to distill the essence of the Toyota way. You can see why it's attractive to hospital managers. It's all about flow, time, and efficient process. But interestingly, it's been difficult to get these advantages to work in medical practice, perhaps because the emphasis has been in the wrong place. Professor Zoe Radner is Dean of the School of Management at the University of Leicester in England. She's also known as the Queen of Lean.
To me, lean for public services is around three things: value, flow, and reduction of waste. What's interesting is when I go into organisations and I look at what they're doing around this agenda, I see reduction of waste, reduction of waste, reduction of waste, and less thought about flow and value. So what you had is you had public services that needed to make savings right across the board. And you had management consultants who saw an opportunity in the market, and they would offer massive, we can implement big savings in your processes and systems. Just give us 6 weeks and we can really get results. And my joke is, well, yes, they can, because actually it's not even low-hanging fruit, some of the issues. It's rotten apples on the ground in terms of some of the issues. I remember going into one hospital and speaking to the nurses that did the ward admissions, and they said they had to fill in 15 forms to admit a patient. Well, you get them in a room and you get these nurses talking, you can get down to one or two forms very, very quickly. So that's an example of not just low-hanging fruits, rotten apples on the ground. So we ended up with these systems that built up over time in a time where funding and resourcing wasn't such an issue as it has been in the last 20, 25 years. So what's really important is that we move away from just focusing on that reduction of waste and getting people talking and moving forward to thinking about flow, value, and actually how we create continuous improvement.
And so lean management hasn't been as successful as we'd hoped it might be in healthcare. Perhaps because, as Professor Radner says, we're too focused on saving money instead of adding value and quality. Nevertheless, there is one hospital that appears to have embraced the Toyota way and made it work. UCLA Harbor Medical Center in Torrance, California. Coincidentally, located in the same town as Toyota's headquarters in the United States. Susan Black runs the hospital's Kaizen Support Center. Kaizen is Toyota's byword for continuous improvement.
We're branching into the emergency department. We have, see over 100,000 visits a year. We are a level one trauma center, so we have trauma bays. That is a catchment area is up to 14 million people. We get life flights in as well. Major trauma is gunshot wounds, unfortunately, stabbings, also automobile accidents as well. So we're getting ready to enter the main supply room in the emergency department.
My name's Ivana Lazarus. I'm here as a registered nurse. I've been here for 10 years in the emergency department.
Yvonne, we're here looking at the Toyota production system and what it's done for this hospital. Tell me a bit about the place that we're in now. Just describe it for me and why it looks like this. Because this doesn't look the way most of my emergency room stock rooms look like.
So does it look better?
It looks a lot better.
Okay, that's great. So this is our main supply room. You really couldn't find anything unless you really had to dig for it.
That's very familiar to me, that sort of hunting for pieces of equipment in dark cupboards where you sort of had to have some magical knowledge of where everything was.
And so now what we did is we color-coded. So this is our IV supply cart.
So that's your for intravenous access, the stuff that goes into veins or comes out of veins.
You can see we have our blood tubings, our different spinal needles, syringes, transfer devices.
So you've got the red over here is for blood. You've got the yellow for things that are associated with urine and catheters and genitourinary medicine. Over here you have what?
This is orthopedic. So anything you need to splint, anything that would have to do with bones, since we really couldn't find a color, we just went with black.
Really? Is that not just a comment on what orthopedic surgeons are like?
No.
No. This seems like a very obvious thing to do, and yet I haven't really done it in my hospital, and you hadn't done it in yours until you met the Toyota team. Why do you think it was so elusive to us until now?
You know, I'm not sure. I think it was we were so busy trying to take care of the things that this didn't seem so important. You know, it's like, who worries about supplies and who worries about where to put things or where things belong? You don't think about it until you're actually doing it. You realize we should have done this a long time ago. It saves time, which is the most important thing. You save time, you save lives.
So I'm standing in the corridor of the internal medicine clinic here at Harbour Hospital, and this is one of the primary examples of what they call visual management. It's a whiteboard. It's got some printouts of performance indicators, the number of patients who don't show at clinics, or the time it takes to see a patient. It's all itemized here alongside some boxes for people to write positive comments and suggestions. This is all important to the process. This allows people to see what they're doing. The teams gather here once a week, and this is all about standardizing the care that they deliver. At the bottom of this board, there's a folder, and on the cover of that is a quote from Taichi Ono, who was the past vice president of Toyota, and it says, "Where there is no standard, there can be no continuous improvement or Kaizen."
We observe the nurses and the physicians doing the standardized work, and we basically give them either a green, as in you did everything right, perfect, great, or we give them a red, maybe you missed a couple of parts of the standardized work.
Dr. Carmen Mendez is Director of Primary Care in the Department of Internal Medicine at UCLA Harbor Hospital.
One of the great things about it, observing someone, though, is that it really is supposed to be a transparent process. So after you observe someone, you then have a conversation with them, not in a accusatory way, just have an observation of these are the parts, the steps of the work that you missed, what happened, so you can get their feedback about maybe there's a part of the standardized work that we need to go back and reevaluate, or maybe they just forgot and they need a refresher. I think one of the big differences here is that it's not me measuring what you do and then necessarily judging you. So the grading scale, if that's what you want to call it, or the standardized work that we're watching people do is standardized work that was developed by the people who do the work. This is a very in-your-face kind of working board, and I think people like that about it, though. You know, staff, nurses, and physicians write comments, put them up there.
It's very interactive,
isn't
it?
It's very interactive.
Thank you. There's a lady over there holding up a sign that says stop, so it's a rather unsubtle message. Can I just ask, is that part of the Toyota production system? It is, isn't it? I should say that there is a lady holding up a sign here that
tells me how many minutes I've got left in the interview. And then on the back of that card is a big red sign with the words written in black, stop. Maybe this is the way all radio production should be in the future, actually.
So we actually use this in our meetings to keep on time so that we respect each other's time.
So coming to the end of my visit here at Harbour Hospital, and it's been quite enlightening to see how they've embraced the Toyota production system. I'm generally quite sceptical about these things, and partly because standardisation of process really seems to be at odds with the uniqueness of healthcare and the uniqueness that comes with all the patients that you see. But I understand it now. The enduring theme here is about saving time. And everyone talks about that, the time that is wasted in the inefficiencies and the time that's saved by standardising process, and that time frees them up to further individualised care and to save lives.